This summer, parents across the country became familiar with a new idea, the Pandemic Pod. It's a small group of students doing virtual learning together, supervised by a parent or tutor. Some have worried that the rise of pandemic pods will make the education gap between the haves and have-nots even worse. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan spent time with three pods in Philly and the suburbs, and has this report.
So you go to Wi-Fi and then click there. Yep. And then click.
For the five families in this West Philly pod, the half hour between 8 and 8:30 a.m. is always a sprint. There's headphones to be plugged in, Wi-Fi to be figured out, and a million other little tasks to make sure that these six second graders are ready for their virtual school day, which occasionally begins with some singing.
Very well, why thank you. How about you?
When the kids are settled, the parents gather for coffee and to take a minute to decompress before heading to their virtual jobs.
Usually there is a fair amount of just chaos.
Christina Jackson is a sociology professor and has two kids in the pod.
But it's starting to get a little bit better as the weeks progress.
The pod functions like a cooperative. Each weekday, a family offers up their home as a temporary schoolhouse, and a parent in that family shifts their work schedule to be able to watch the kids. So far, they say it's working, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Phil Gentry is one of the parents.
It occupies all of my time. I mean, like, only one day theoretically, but you spend a lot of your time slightly dreading your day and then recovering from it afterwards. You know, it's like, it's a tremendous amount of work.
These parents also struggle with something else, concern that what they're doing will only increase the gap between their kids and kids from less well-off families. They even try to recruit other families of second graders at their Philly public school to join the pods movement. So far, though, it hasn't come to anything. Here's parent Joel Nichols.
We are a group of five families who are relatively well-resourced, and we still found this incredibly challenging to pull off. So I think that, you know, other families are on our minds a lot.
Over the summer, Sabria Shipley was also worrying about how virtual schooling could increase the education gap between haves and have-nots. Then she stumbled upon an Instagram story calling for the creation of equity pods that would specifically serve Black and Latino students.
The pods were interesting in itself, and I was curious about that idea, but the equity pods spoke more to our demographic and who we are trying to serve, and so I immediately went into planning mode.
Shipley is a director at Treehouse Books, a North Philly lending library and community center. She's now transformed that space into an equity pod.
What you're seeing right now is all of our students are logged on into their virtual classes.
Every weekday, 10 kids ages 5 to 13 do their virtual schooling here, under the watchful eye of Shipley or one of her volunteers. The makeshift classroom is decorated with student art celebrating Black luminaries like Langston Hughes and Toni Morrison. Malika Speaks, who sends three kids to the pod, says that celebration of Black culture is a big part of what she likes about it.
That's like a safe haven to kind of educate them. They bring out the best in children.
When the Lower Merion School District first went virtual last March, Marissa Geffen had to keep going to her job as a primary care doc. But she figured supervision of her four kids was more than covered. Her surgeon husband was home because his procedures had been canceled, and the family had a full-time nanny.
Between the two of them, it was still almost impossible to get the kids the instruction that they needed in order to have a successful day. So I think we knew then that we were not the best people to be able to ensure that they were getting their education.
So this summer, Geffen reached out to Mainline Tutoring Collaborative, a company that formed in the last few months to connect parents and link them with private tutors. Geffen ended up in a pod that includes Nikki Robinson, a neighbor that she hardly knew before, but now calls her sister wife. Here's Robinson.
Just kind of being in it, like in the mud with somebody else, I think has kind of saved my life a little bit.
Same here. I reach out to the group text and say, oh my gosh, today was horrible. And immediately Nikki responds with, how urgent. I'll be over there in 5 minutes with wine.
The pair say the benefit to their kids' learning and to their own mental health has been immeasurable. They plan to keep the pod going when their school district resumes some in-classroom time next month. Miles Bryan, Keystone Crossroads.